Who is our worst enemy? We are. You know, some people never dream. Do you know that I was in Georgia teaching these things and I made a statement like that? And there was a man coming to me and he said, do you know the Twin Towers were shut down a floor at a time, both of them, and they were completely wired for high-speed internet. And then shortly thereafter is when we had this disaster. Well, see, my fallacy is I'm an engineer. And my fallacy is by being an engineer, I know there's never been a high-rise building in the world that caught on fire and it fell, ever. Never. Never. I know that that building, both those buildings were designed to take a big, giant airplane strike head-on without any kind of a problem. They were designed. And never has there been a high-rise building catch on fire and totally implode and fall into a stack of rubble in 1 hour. But both of them did. I know that's impossible. I know that with the steel and the concrete embedded around that steel, what we saw on television is absolutely impossible. So how did it happen? That's what we were led to believe. But those buildings were wired with high-powered explosive on every floor and every quadrant, so that when the button was pushed, every one of those buildings from the top down imploded in less than 10 seconds. They fell all the way to the ground. That's impossible if it's not imploded within. We destroyed those buildings ourselves to start a war in Iraq. We did it. I was in the U.S. Air Force. Do you know that the most vulnerable place in the world is Washington, D.C., right? Wouldn't you think that we would have Washington, D.C. protected with our finest, best fighters that there ever is? And that day, isn't it amazing that day all those airplanes went wild and were going all over? Everything we had was on a NATO exercise way up north. And not one single fighter was called out. Not one? You think that wasn't a setup? Hey, I'm telling you. The reason we in our nation are living where we're living today with the things we're suffering is because our nation is not serving God. Right. And it's filtered all the way down into our federal government. Right. You know, we got men up there that say that they're Christians, but they ain't walking holy before God. No, sir. They ain't doing what God said. If the men in our office were walking and obedient to this book that I've been reading you today, if they were walking in obedience, the floods would not be up there where they are today. When we gave away the West Bank, within days after we gave away the West Bank, Katrina hit New Orleans. Isn't that amazing? Hey, you don't mess with God. You know, you don't mess with God. So anyway, we'll get off of that. But I just say that's why we have the sickness and disease we have in our nation today. That's why we're suffering. That's why that we have so much death and destruction. It's because over and over this book teaches if the kings of our area don't walk in obedience to Him, the people will suffer. And that's you and I. Many of us are going to suffer with devastating things, just like all the men and women up and down the Midwest are not sinners. No, they're all sinners. But many of them are good Christian people. But their homes are going to be washed away because our nation is not walking in obedience to God's Word. You know that? We are suffering the consequences. So, we are not doing a good job of walking in obedience to the Word of God. You're not. I'm not. Our nation's not. You know, when's the last time you talked to somebody about Jesus in the workplace? You know, I got fired for that after 29 years. Can you imagine? Let me give you an example. I'm going to walk right back here to this couple I met in Fort Worth a while ago. I'm going to use this woman as an example. I was in a place of business when a woman got burned extremely bad on her right arm. From right here to right here, all the skin was burned off of her arm. She was screaming. She had fell into a big oven. I went running down and I saw that everybody around her was trying to help her with cold water, first aid kit. Nobody thought about God's Word. I ran up to the woman. I grabbed this arm right here. I held up this hand and I said, Father, you said in your word, Isaiah 53:4, that you bore this woman's pain. So I said, Lord, thank you for bearing her pain so she don't have to bear it. I said, then Lord, you said in your word in Mark 16:18, I could lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. Well, I said, I don't know how long it'll take for you to heal her. But I said, you said in Mark 11:23, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it for this woman. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to do a supernatural healing on that woman's right arm. In Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Lord. And I turned her loose. I turned her loose and backed off and said, woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from my King, and his name's Jesus. Her pain immediately left. She went ahead and served the evening meal in the cafeteria because there was no pain in her arm. All these blisters are all over her arm. She would not go to the doctor because it didn't hurt. She went home that night and her husband saw it. He said, honey, I'm taking you to the emergency right now. What happened to you? She said, well, I got burned today in an oven. But she said, it don't hurt, so I'm not going. Her husband saw it. The next morning when she woke up, her arm was just as beautiful as yours is right now without a single mark on it. Now, who do you think showed up for her, young lady? Ain't but one. Do you know anybody could show up for her, brother? Who do you think could make her arm that beautiful overnight? The King. That's exactly right. The King. I was walking in obedience to His Word. You know what happened to me from that? They told me, you either stop praying for people in the workplace or we're going to terminate you. I told them, ain't no way I'm going to stop praying for people in the workplace. So after 29 years with an organization, they fired me for praying for a dear little woman with a burned arm. I can't think of anything I'd rather get fired for. I got to see Jesus heal that little woman. Hey, don't you love serving God and seeing Him answer your prayer like that? She loved it for sure. This little lady, I don't even know if she's a Christian. But God healed that little woman's arm that day. But it cost me a job. But see, I didn't have a clue when they fired me. Everybody got really upset because they fired me. I told them, guys, don't worry about it. I said, God's got something better for me. I had no idea He was going to put me in the ministry full time. And that's what I was going to be doing, praying for people and seeing Him do all the wonderful things He does. But I love it. At that time, I had a handful of teachings. Today, I got over 300 CDs and DVDs. And we give them away. You know, we give away somewhere between 5 and 10,000 a week of these things, every week. That's a lot, isn't it? But those CDs and DVDs, if you'll listen to those and you'll check me out in the Word, you'll find out they'll change your life. They will change your life. But if you'll check me out, you'll find out what I teach, exactly what God said. And He'll do exactly what He said if you do what He said. Isn't that awesome? He told everybody what to do in His Word, and almost nobody believes Him. But today, we suffer what we suffer because we don't believe Him. You know, in fact, I had a little girl wrote me an email and called me last week. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I had this particular disease problem. And she said, I had never heard, said I'm a member of Assembly of God Church. And she told me we're in New Mexico. And she says, I'd never heard the concept of this is called sickness is caused by sin. So she said, when I started listening to your teaching, I started going back in my life. When did this come upon me? What did I do? And she said, immediately the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. So she said, I repented of my sin, prayed for myself, and God instantly healed me. She said, I'm praising God, telling everybody in my church what God did for me. And she said, I went to my pastor and said, Pastor, you got to listen to some of this man's teaching. He said, he's showing us where sin and sickness are directly related. And said, I got some of his teaching. I repented of my sin, this problem I've had all these years, and God healed me. She said, everybody needs to know this. She said, my pastor looked me right in the face and said, I don't believe that. And if you ever tell that to anybody else in this church, I'll have you put out. She said, you don't have to worry about me being put out. I'll leave right now. She said, I work for the church. I was on staff there. And she said, that day I turned in my resignation. She said, I saw God's Word work in my life. Does God's Word work? Yes, God's Word works. Now, a couple more things, and we're going to start praying for people. How many of you would like to live here for the blessings? That sound good?
Amen.
Now then, I want to show you just a little bit about the curses. And I won't read all these because there are too many of them. But Dave, let's go on down to verse 15. And we'll go on from 15 and we'll read just a little about what happens if you don't obey. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord, to observe and to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body, your children, and the fruit of your land, the increase of your goats and the flocks of your sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou come in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou go out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursings, vexation, and rebuke, and all that you set your hand unto for to do, until you be destroyed, and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. Does that sound like a few Christians you know today? It really does. We have all these. Let's go a couple more verses. And the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he has consumed thee off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever. Who's going to afflict you with this?
The Lord.
But God's kind and loving. He wouldn't do that to me, would he? He said he would, didn't he? The Lord shall smite you with consumption, with fever, and with inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until you perish. Wow. Isn't that awesome? I've heard enough of that, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the beginning of the curses. They go, if you want to read them, read all the way through. In fact, Dave, go to verse 61. I think it's 61 out of this. It curses all the way. And look at verse 61. And every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.